Hello, thank you for letting me do this interview with you. In my social studies class, we are studying about the human migration. We wanted to know reasons why people move. One of the things we are looking at is patterns and trends of why people are moving. From a long ago to today, my interview with you will help me get a better understanding of the big idea of human migration and by making connections. So I want to ask you a few questions, like, what is your full name?
My name is Jerry Ann Ballard.
Cool. Why did your parents select this name?
Yeah, so my parents named me, my dad's name is Jerry, so I got my dad's name. My mom's middle name is Ann, so I got my mom's middle name.
Do you have a nickname?
I just grew up, everyone called me Jerry Ann.
When and where were you born?
I was born in Zanesville, Ohio in 1967.
Mm-hmm. A question about that. How did your family come to live there?
So, the two different sides of my family. So on the Ballard side, my dad's side, they came over from England back in the 1800s and ultimately settled in Kentucky. And my grandparents were all born in Kentucky, and they moved to Ohio to buy a farm, and that is where my dad was born. And then they bought another farm in Zanesville, which is where my dad met my mom. My mom's family came from Germany, and they came over during World War II, and they settled in Ohio.
Cool. How long have you been there? How long have they been there?
Well, they've been on the farm, since 1958.
Cool. What was the farm like?
So we lived in a house on a farm. There were two houses on the farm, on two ends of the farm. One house was my grandparents' house, that was a very old farmhouse. And my parents built a new house on the other side. It was kind of small, but it probably the most interesting thing. We had electricity, we had indoor plumbing, all of that. But telephone, the very first telephone I remember, it was a big black phone hooked to the wall. And we had a party line, which means multiple people in that area all had the same line. And the phone would ring a couple times, and that would tell you it was a call for you, but other people could listen to your phone calls.
That must have been scary.
Yeah.
How many rooms did you have in the new house?
Let's see. It had four bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
So I have two brothers. They're both older than me. One is a retired from the U.S. Navy. He was a lieutenant commander and a Top Gun instructor. And my other brother is a brewmaster that runs a microbrewery.
I love his root beer. what did you use for entertainment when you were a child?
So my brothers and I played a lot together. And because our farm wasn't that close to other houses, we really had to play together. So we played a lot of games outdoors. So we built a lot of forts out in the woods. We built forts in hay barns and played games like Cowboys and Indians, which I don't think kids even play today. And then we played a lot of board games. We played a lot of Monopoly and games like that.
Okay. What were the three things you remember about school when you were my age?
So when I was your age, In where I grew up, the elementary school was in my town of Nashport, and the middle school was in a different town. It was in a town called Frazeesburg. So the school was 20 minutes away, so you always had to have a long bus ride to get there. The building we were in was very old. It's actually no longer there today. It's been torn down, and there's a new building. But the thing I loved doing in school was I was in band, so I loved playing the clarinet, and I played basketball.
Cool. I love to do basketball, too. What were the chores you did as a child? Did you receive allowance?
So growing up on a farm, I had lots of chores. And there were chores that were specific to the farm, which would be things like feeding the cattle, watering the cattle, cleaning up after the cattle. But then I'd also have chores around the house. It would be, you know, doing dishes, making dinner, or mowing the lawn around the house. I didn't really get a set allowance. It would tend to be based more around, you know, what we needed as far as money went.
Mm-hmm. What was the modern coincidence?
Convenience.
Convenience, I mean. Or technology that your family received?
So I remember two things that were big deals when they happened. When we got a microwave, that was a big deal to get a microwave because they were very new at the time. So that was a big deal. And I even remember when my parents bought a calculator, because getting a calculator was expensive. But we did bookkeeping they had to do with the farm. So the calculator was important to get. But buying a calculator at that time, I think it was like $75. And all it did was add, subtract, multiply, and divide. That's all it did.
Oof. Do you remember? What type of clothes did you wear to school?
So I went to a public school, so we didn't have a dress, you know, we didn't have uniforms or anything. So I remember pretty much always wearing jeans, tennis shoes, t-shirt, sweatshirt. That was pretty much how I dressed.
Do you remember any fades or trends?
Fads or trends?
Sorry.
Yeah. So when I was your age, what was still in were like bell-bottom pants. The bottoms were like really big and wide. People wore these big white belts with things. But I remember the one thing I always wanted but never got was a pair of these Nike tennis shoes were all the rage. They were all white with just a swoosh on them. And that was something everyone seemed to have at the time, but I never got them.
Hmm. Who were your childhood heroes?
There's two I can remember. So the Bionic Woman, which I just thought she was amazing.
Who was the Bionic Woman?
Yeah, so there's a Bionic Woman and a Bionic Man, and I'll tell you about them later. But then also Wonder Woman, and this would be Linda Carter as Wonder Woman. I thought those were two amazing women.
Hmm. Do you remember any important school rules?
We had rules like no running in the hallways, but also you were not allowed to trade your lunch.
Oof. Do you remember any... Did your family travel, or if so, what was the purpose, and what was their mode of transport?
So my family almost exclusively would travel, but only for cattle shows, which meant we were always going in a cattle truck to go to different fairs and shows. So we were always driving everywhere.
What was the event had most impact on you when you were growing up? Did any of those personally affect your family?
Yeah, I actually remember. So the Vietnam War was going on when I was young, and I remember my family would talk about it all the time because some of my older cousins, so there's a big age difference in the cousins in my family, and I remember my older cousins going to Vietnam, and that was a very big deal. And I also remember when Jimmy Carter was president, he put an embargo against Russia about buying U.S. wheat and buying grains. And when he did that, it really impacted the farmers to the point where we almost went bankrupt and almost lost the farm. So I remember going through times where we didn't have much money at all.
Would you like to give up your... What, did you, like, give up your allowance or something?
I didn't have an allowance.
Oof! Did your family have a surname?
Oh, what do I know about my family's surname?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, the last name is Ballard, and Ballard is it's an English name, and it means bald man.
Were there any property streets or roads named after the last name of Ballard?
Yes. Yes, my family lives on Ballard Road.
Huh. What a coincidence. So on number 18, I was going to ask you, but we didn't do that one. So how did your life change since you were my age? How did the world change from different today to from when and you were a child?
Well, the obvious thing is that there's just so much more technology than when I was a kid than that we have access to today. But I would say a big thing that is very noticeable is when I was growing up, being different was really very, very bad in terms of you were treated bad and you were expected to conform with everybody else. So I do think that certainly the world is a lot more tolerant tolerant of people today than they were. Still more to do in that, but definitely more tolerant. Mm-hmm.
Who was the oldest relative you can remember as a child? Can you describe him or her? Is the family history interesting to know of?
Yeah, so I've been very fortunate to have quite a few relatives get into their 90s, and even for me, I'm 52, and I have a grandmother who's still alive, who's 96. But I do remember just spending a lot of time with my great-grandma on my mom's side, my great-grandma Hannafin, and she died when she was 94, and she was born in 1899, and she had just amazing stories about what it was like at the turn of the century. And, you know, they didn't have running water. They didn't have indoor plumbing. Every day they had to walk to get water. And even the youngest kids would be given a small coffee can to fill up with water and bring that back. So everyone had to contribute to helping the family.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any recipes that I passed down to the family members that you can share?
Oh, there's been some great recipes. And it's funny, most of the recipes tend to be about desserts and things, but it's an incredible pumpkin chiffon pie recipe, potato rolls from my grandmother, butter cookies from my great-grandmother. So, yeah, they've passed down many recipes.
Are there any of special heirlooms, photos, Bibles, or memorable items that you have been passed down in your family?
We have a lot of photos that have passed down, and we're making a big effort to scan them in so that everyone can get a copy and that we don't lose them as the pictures start to fade with time. There are a few things, memorabilia that are around, but my great-grandma Hannafin gave me a glass bowl before she passed away that she said at the time she got this bowl, so she was given it in 1930, and at that point she was told it was 100 years old. So it's a very, very old glass bowl, and we just don't know how to verify the age of it.
Mm-hmm. What accomplishments are you most proud of?
There's a number of things. So probably getting a college degree and an MBA. But I also learned to fly, so I have a private pilot's license. I'm also a master scuba diver. But I'm most proud of being Logan's mom.
Yay. What advice do you have for me?
I would say the big advice would just be always be kind, but always follow your heart.
Thank you, Mommy, for letting me do this interview. I appreciate the time I took to listen and think about the questions and answers. I am learning about history in my social studies, and it will help me create a primary document. Once again, thank you, Mommy.